Welcome to the Awakening Podcast Network. Get ready for an inspiring audio from this cutting-edge voice. You can find more podcasts at awakeningpodcasts.com.
You want to go deeper? Get equipped to overcome and walk in God's purpose for your life at Awakening House of Prayer's online campus. You'll experience an online family, preaching, teaching, and prophetic impartation for victorious living. We have over 1,000 members online, hungry for what God is saying and doing in the earth. Visit ahop.online today and join our family. AHOP TV empowers believers with spirit-inspired messages and strategic equipping that accelerates your spiritual growth. You can subscribe to stream weekly content from Awakening House of Prayer, conferences, and other exclusive content to stir your hunger and encourage your heart. Visit us online at ahop.tv.
Well, yes, welcome to Women on the Rise. Michelle and I are here with you today, and we're talking about a subject that I'm passionate about, and that's women engaged in harvest.
Yes.
And I just wanted to open with some scripture. First of all, it's, I think, very impressive that the first evangelists to proclaim Christ's resurrection were women.
Right.
And in Matthew 28, we see that the angel, in verse 5, said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who has been crucified, but he's not here, for he has risen just as he said. Come see the place where he was lying." So women were the first ones to see that. And it says, and then he says, the angel said, "Go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead. And behold, he is going ahead of you into Galilee, and there you will see him. Behold, I have told you." So they left the tomb quickly. I love that. They activated the word right away. I just want to encourage you women to do that too. When the Lord speaks, activate. But it says that they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to report it to his disciples. And so there they go. They were on their way, and Jesus met them. So now Jesus is meeting with them before he meets with the disciples.
Yes.
And he greeted them, and they came up and took hold of his feet and worshiped him. I love their heart. And then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and take the word to the men."
That's great. That is a great word for today. That's good.
And so they
don't
did.
Don't be afraid. Take
they
the word.
They went and did it. And then the other one that I really love is about the woman in Samaria. Because Jesus met her at a well.
That's right.
And opened up her eyes to the truth that he was the Messiah. But then she went out. As soon as she had her eyes open, she went out and told all the men in her region. And she went out and brought them to Jesus, and they came to know the Lord. And according to Brian Simmons in the Passion Translation, if you read the notes on John 4, you'll find that he shares about Photini, which was probably the name of this woman, who was later believed to be a great apostle, an apostolic woman, and was even martyred for her faith. But she brought many people to the Lord.
Wow.
And he's actually done a message on that at Women on the Front Lines.
I remember that was a profound message.
Yeah, it was a very powerful message. So anyways, we love this. God is raising up a great company of men and women, of course, but a great company of women are being sent forth to proclaim the glad tidings. And this is harvest season.
That's right.
And we can't say, "Oh, 4 months will be a harvest so we can have time to, you know, do whatever we're doing." No, we have to get centered in for the harvest now.
Yes. And I think one of even the keys in the harvest is also the unity between us, that we're united as one. And I see it as the big net. You know, I mean, we talk about the fish, right? And the lowering of the net, of going into those places of darkness and pulling forth the life that is there into the light.
It's so awesome.
But there's those, the net has to be a strong net. It can't be these little places where the knots are giving way. Otherwise, we're going to lose part of that harvest. But as we're together, united as one in love, to pull those in, and they'll stay.
I'm just quickened as you're speaking. Yeah. I'm so moved by that because, you know, the move of unity in the body is dependent upon us.
Yes.
God won't make it happen without us because we have to choose to be united. We have to choose to love. Mm-hmm. And we oftentimes will talk about the bigger picture. Oh, yes, the united body of Christ. But if we can't unite with our brother or our sister in front of us,
yeah.
if we can't love the one in front of us, then how are we going to build a net? Mm-hmm. And so I just want to encourage you that love is where it's at,
yeah.
right? And when we start that, we will build a net as we learn to love one another. How can we love the lost if we don't love each other, mm-hmm. right? And we need each other. We need to support each other. Just this last summer, one of our women in the network, mm-hmm. Donna Schambach, who
yes.
is the daughter of R.W. Schambach, just an amazing woman of God. And she just had this heart for the inner city of Chicago where all the big gang leaders were. Mm-hmm. And she just stepped out in faith, bless her heart, and got a tent and put it down there and started preaching. And then other women in the network mm-hmm. came and, you know, partook as far as
intercession
yep. and then on the streets yep. going out and reaching people. And you just saw this move of unity. The women got together and we donated into that mm-hmm. to help that budget be met. And it's like there's something so beautiful to unite for the harvest. And I believe that there is going to be more unity in the body of Christ through the harvest than any other assignment that the Lord gives.
Absolutely. I think it brings a correct focus because mm-hmm. it's really just about Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Even as we're sitting here right mm-hmm. now, there are thousands and thousands of people coming to know Jesus. Yeah. There is such a cry in the nations for people to come to know Jesus. I was engaged in a crusade with an awesome man of God, Apostle Maldonado, down in Bolivia just a few months back. And there was like almost 500,000 people out there.
That's amazing.
On the field, standing, no
wow.
seats, standing to hear the gospel.
Wow.
And over 300,000 people made commitments to Jesus Christ. I mean, we've seen in remote
yeah.
areas in India where there was just nothing but, you know, dust and dirt around mm-hmm. you for miles. Mm-hmm. People would swarm in, they would walk, they would ride their bikes, they would jump in the back of trucks, whatever. This is in an unreached mm-hmm. people group area mm-hmm. that hadn't heard the gospel before. Mm-hmm. And 35,000 people made first time commitments
wow.
to Jesus Christ.
Wow.
And, you know, I mean, everyone I talk to that is a burden for souls is reaping souls.
Yeah.
It is absolutely awesome.
Well, and the scripture says, you know, how will the people hear if there's no one to teach or to preach?
Right.
And to think of those souls that are out there that are searching, that they're hungry, and they're looking for that voice
yeah.
of that will lead them to truth, right? And I want it to be our voice.
Yeah.
I want it to be our voice bringing people into the truth and the gloriousness of the kingdom.
Amen.
And the reality of Jesus and
Amen.
Not some secondhand, you know.
Right on. And that's the Lord's heart.
Yeah.
Like, you know, so often, you know, I mean, because God is so good, He's always meeting our needs and always listening to our desires and fulfilling it. But have you thought to just take a moment to discover His desire? And it's His longing that all will be saved. It's His longing that His gospel, His good news of this glorious covenant would be released to the nations. It's His longing that today people would come to know Him. And you can live your life to fulfill His longing. You can give yourself to fulfill His longing. It's so easy inside a church to get so involved with church life mm-hmm. and everything about our life becomes like about church life. And I really want to encourage you to belong to a church and go to church. But if your life is all about inside the church, it's time to break out. We have to go give God what He's looking for. And He died so that all would be saved. And you are being anointed. He's anointing women right now. He's anointing you right now to go reach the masses. And we have a woman in our network.
Yes.
I mean, we have many women
right.
in our network who are passionate for the lost to be reached, but we're going to hear from one right now.
Yes, our special guest today is Amy Schamp.
Amen.
And Amy and her husband have such a heart for revival and a heart for the harvest. They do crusades, and they are just just going for it. Amy is such a beautiful woman of excellence and faith. So let's hear what Amy has to share with us today.
Hi, Patricia. Hi, Michelle. And I want to say hi to all of the viewers. I'm Amy Shamp, and I am so excited about the time that we're living in because God is placing a mandate on women to usher in the harvest, to raise up a generation of miracle workers and prophets who will establish the kingdom of God. I know that God is releasing new flavors of the anointing, new voices, and new sounds. And, you know, this is what God would say to you today. Find your assignment because God wants to make you a voice. You know, God is releasing new assignments for regions, for cities, and for nations. And I want to share a scripture with you. Mark chapter 16, verse 15 says, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation." And that's an open invitation for you and I to take our place as harvesters, as miracle workers who demonstrate the power of the gospel. The Bride of Christ is the only legal entity that's allowed to bring transformation on the earth. And that's because true transformation can only happen by the power of the Holy Spirit. You are a carrier of that life-giving Spirit. And you, listen, Psalm 68 verse 11 says, "The Lord announces the word, he releases the word, and the women who proclaim it are a mighty throng." God is raising up a generation, a company of women who will demonstrate the gospel with miracles, signs, and wonders. Jesus said, "Heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead, and cast out demons. These signs shall follow all them who believe." And you know, the Lord gave me a few points of interest that we're to press into and lean into. The first key is prayer. Listen, prayer is that place of intimacy where God mantles, where he downloads, where he releases his secrets and trusts us with his secrets. We have to be a people who practice his presence. The second key is God's word. Listen, his word can cut down any hindrance, any stronghold. It is the very weapon that we're given to fight the enemy. And as kingdom women, we must be filled with the word of God. And the last key is unity. I'm so blessed to be a part of the Women in Ministry Network because the anointing is in the cluster and it's vital to get around other people who sharpen you just as iron sharpens iron. Other anointed people that can impart, that can edify, that can encourage you. And so I hope this word has encouraged you today and I hope it stirs you for the harvest. Be blessed.
Amy, that was amazing. I was so moved by that word. And I actually have a prophetic word for you, Amy, because I just saw you holding a big net in your hand. Mm-hmm. And I know, of course, that you are partnering with others who are in the network, but also with your family and that. And but I saw you holding it with many other people. And it was this huge, massive harvest of souls coming into the kingdom. And the Lord showed me that your voice is going to become more significant, not only in, of course, the great word that you bring forth, but also in its scope of influence. It's going to expand. And I'm excited for you, Amy, and I want to thank you for being such a gracious woman, a woman who is on the word, a woman who loves the presence, a woman who is full of virtue, and a woman who is called in this hour. Thank you so much for that amazing word. And for all of you that are watching, you know, God's calling you. I'm just going to release an anointing upon you right now, a commissioning for you to go and to find that place of influence or to find that individual that God gives you a heart for so that you can advance the kingdom. He has called you for such a time as this. This is harvest time. We need all hands on deck. We can't let the harvest rot in the field. We have to get out there and see that harvest brought in. So get ready to receive an anointing right now. I'm just going to release it over you. Father, in the name of Jesus, over every woman that's watching right now, and men too, if they're watching, Lord God, that you would just pour forth grace, pour forth your spirit afresh upon them, Lord God, an anointing to bring in the harvest, that they would hold the net, that they would hold the net and bring in a catch for you that is beyond anything that they could ever imagine or think, that you would position them, Lord, in this hour to be part of this great influx of soul, to serve you in it, Lord, and to just bring delight to your heart in Jesus' powerful name. And I just have a word for those of you that are believing for your families, for your children, for your spouses that are not in the kingdom yet. They're coming. They are coming. Don't be discouraged. Don't get into unbelief. Just know that the word of God is at work within them and they are coming. Michelle, you have a final decree
I
for us.
I do. The harvest is ripe.
Yes.
And I will rise up in splendor and be radiant, for the glory of God streams from me. Nations will be drawn to his radiant light and kings to the sunrise glory of your new day. I will prepare the way of the Lord, removing every hindrance for others to come into your righteousness. I will unfurl your banner for the nations and see your glory and goodness proclaimed to the ends of the earth. Open up wide, you gates. Behold, the King of Glory is stepping through.
Amen. I love it. Are you ready? Are you ready to just go for it? Because we're called to go ye into all the world. It's not stay in all the church, right? We have to go. And so you can just get your gospel shoes on right now and just go share the love of God with someone today, wherever you are, whatever you put your hand to, remember that you're a shiner and God wants you to shine for him. If you're interested in more information on the Women in Ministry Network, we would love to have you part of us. Michelle is the director of that network, and we have a strong apostolic team, a great company of women involved that you can be in relationship with. So go to WIMN Global.com, and you'll get more information on there, plus an application. We'd just love to welcome you into the network. God bless you. We'll see you next time.
This has been a production of the Awakening Podcast Network. Jennifer LeClaire is the founder and owner of APN. Our heart is to inspire people and exalt Jesus with every broadcast. We're grateful for our advertisers and supporters that make these podcasts possible.